Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're still going through the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at the final thoughts on the covenant of life. We've looked at the covenant of life, that this is the relationship that God established with Adam in the Garden of Eden, and guaranteed by His Word, the promise, which was the reward of life if you obey God perfectly, and the punishment of death if you disobey God. And we found out that Adam sinned against God. He ate the forbidden fruit. He was Satan tempted Eve first, and then used Eve to tempt Adam, and then Adam fell. And this is where we come to the covenant of life. Can anyone be saved through the covenant of life? Adam fell, but can you and I be saved by the covenant of life? And the answer is no. No one can be saved through the covenant of life. Why can't anyone be saved through the covenant of life? Because all have broken it and are condemned by it. All have broken it and are condemned by it. How did you and I break the covenant of life? Adam represented all people, and so fell with Adam in his first sin. So Adam represented all people. He represented the whole human race. And we found out that Adam sinned, and then what we find, original sin, that we're born guilty and sinful, that we are corrupt in every part of our being. So therefore, we can't keep the covenant of life, because we're guilty when we're born. We're born guilty and sinful, but then also we're corrupt in every part of our being. So to obey God perfectly, we can't obey God perfectly, because we can't love the Lord our God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, because our soul we're corrupt in every part of our being. That we are corrupt and we can't obey God perfectly. That's the covenant of life, to obey God perfectly. So no one can be saved through the covenant of life, because we fail with Adam. Adam fell, and then we fell with Adam. So when we talk about the covenant of life, then no one can be saved. And then we look at also the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit, no one can be saved through the covenant of life. And with this sinner's heart that we have, through original sin, that corrupt nature which we have, this guilty and sinful nature, because we are sons of Adam, because of this, no one can be saved through the covenant of life. And no one but the Holy Spirit can change us. And we've looked at that. The Holy Spirit works in us. That there's hope. And what we come to next is the covenant of grace. We've looked at the covenant of life, which is found in Adam. But the covenant of grace is founded on Christ. And that's the important difference. That no one can be saved through the covenant of life. But that's not where the Bible ends. The Bible continues to point forward to Christ. That Christ is the one who we can save, who we can be saved through Him when He represents us. And that's the important thing, that the Bible gives us bad news, which is Adam's sin, which we have. But it also gives us good news, which is through Jesus Christ, that we can believe in Him and go to heaven.